Hello and welcome to the Jet Set. We've got so much planned for you today. Coming up, what island vacation spot is inviting you and your canine companion along? We've got the story.
Plus, we're jet setting into health and wellness to make sure you're fit to fly for your next trip.
And I've got a dose of your travel inspiration coming up on the go. All this and more is about to take off right here on the Jet Set.
Welcome aboard. Bobby Lori and Nikki Noya have your ticket to travel, food, fitness, and everything you need for an on-the-go lifestyle. Grab your boarding pass. It's time to jet set.
It's time to grab your oven mitts because travel news is coming in hot on this edition of Here's This, powered by thejetset.com. An Alaska Airlines flight bound for San Diego was diverted back to Seattle shortly after takeoff, according to a statement from the airline. Flight 558 reported an unusual vibration on the left side of the aircraft soon after departure, a representative for Alaska said in a statement. Quote, the aircraft returned to the airport and landed safely. The flight took off from Seattle-Tacoma International Airport around 7:30 in the morning local time and was back at the airport by 8:04. Part of the engine cowling, which is the cover around the engine itself, so it makes it look pretty because it doesn't really need it, kind of just detached from the airplane, you know, and was, you know, just dangling out there. Pieces of it flew around, you know, things that are not supposed to be detaching from the airplane detached. They had to handle that. They went back to the airport. Passenger Greg Anderson was on board that flight and took photos showing the damage to the plane's left engine. He also told CNN that the plane took off normally and that he heard a little bit of a pop, and then the plane started to vibrate. Well, looks to me like it would be a little bit more than a pop.
That sounds terrifying, but thanks to the professionalism of the pilots and just kind of whoop, and we're just going to turn this right around, and that, you know, he prevented a major catastrophe. So shout out to those pilots, but can you imagine being on that flight?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting when stuff like that happens because it's unusual, obviously, but it's not like that cover's not detrimental to the safety of the flight.
But still,
if it got ingested into the engine, it could have been.
I don't want to see it.
Very interesting.
I want to see the nice, pretty aluminum. I don't want to see anything underneath.
You just want to keep looking out where it says JetBlue.com.
Exactly.
Alaska.com. All right, shortages of pilots and flight attendants and gate agents threaten to unravel fall and winter travel plans in the U.S. after a turbulent summer. There's been a surge in flyers, according to the aviation industry, since COVID-19 concerns continue to subside. The airline union spoke at CBS News Travel Summit in Washington, D.C. recently, and American Airlines pilot and spokesperson for the Allied Pilots Association says that recruitment failures and pandemic-era furloughs have hamstrung the airlines.
Hamstrung the airlines. That is an understatement. We talk about this all the time. If you are out there and you need a career, really think about getting to be a pilot.
I mean, we've been talking about the pilot shortage for years.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden we enter like this era where it's actually starting to cancel flights. And for some reason, all of a sudden people are like, oh, there's a pilot shortage?
I think people also, we need to talk about it, what the process is, because I think maybe a lot of people are like, oh my God, that sounds like so much, or do I need to be in the military first? Or let's kind of make this so people learn how to do it. I mean, I can't do it.
Knowing you, it'd be funny to walk onto an airplane and have Nikki Noya be Captain Nikki. We'll be right back in 30 seconds with more of the Jet Set.
In June, Sandals Resort celebrated the opening of its most luxurious property to date and the company's first in the Dutch Caribbean. Located within the exclusive 3,000-acre Santa Barbara estate, the brand new Sandals Royal Curaçao fully embodies the company's island-first approach to tourism. On property, Sandals Royal Curaçao features 351, well-appointed, exquisite rooms and suites stretch along the Spanish Water Bay.
And they're all so beautiful.
Doesn't that just sound amazing?
Yes.
Well, listen to this, Bobby. The resort boasts 11 culinary concepts, including 8 restaurants, 3 beachside gourmet food trucks, and 13 bars. Okay. In addition, Sandals Royal Curaçao offers the brand's first ever off-site dining program, Island Inclusive, which expands its all-inclusive dining options to 8 partner restaurants around the destination, including Kome, a modern eatery with an adventurous menu items and wood-fired meats.
That sounds good.
That sounds good. Brooklyn, a chic gastro bar with shareable plates. Yum. Soy 95, a contemporary Asian spot with mixology experiences. And Mosakana, bar and kitchen, international fusion restaurant with Latin and Caribbean fare. All of that sounds...
Yeah, no matter what you're hungry for, they've got something. It's covered.
Sandals Royal Curacao features a one-of-a-kind two-level Dos Agua infinity pool looking out at the endless azure waters that surround the rugged mountain landscape. Okay, sign me up. Included with Curacao Island Suites and Awa Seaside Bungalows, guests can further explore the beauty of the island in their very own personal Mini Cooper convertible. That's such a good idea.
Yeah, why are we not like on the plane right now?
Well, we've got more to talk about.
Well, as part of the grand opening and the brand's 40th anniversary celebration, Sandals Resorts International debuted fully reimagined staff uniforms in partnership with famed fashion designer Stan Herman, known as the father of Fashion Week. The designs are intended to authentically capture the brand's distinct Caribbean heritage, utilizing the island's colors as inspiration, from the Rainbow Row houses to the navy and white touches and the fantastic colors of the resort's nature preserve and beach.
Very cool. I love it.
Now, incorporating insights shared by team members from every level of operations, Sandals' new uniforms are intended to be a part of the journey that brings guests through the resort experience, from check-in to relaxing on the pristine beach to indulging in one of the resort's rich dining concepts. No moment is intended to feel the same, and yet the interactions are made to perfectly complement one another.
Sandals Royal Curacao, here we come!
This long-term project will continue across the resorts in the Sandals portfolio, capturing the essence of each destination uniquely. To book your stay at this gorgeous resort, visit sandals.com. The second we leave here, I'm going to sandals.com and booking a trip there.
Me too. I just want to eat at all those restaurants.
Who can't use a vacation? I mean, we've all been through so much in the last couple of years, let's be real, but I'm ready to go there right now.
Yes, that sounds wonderful. And also, all the vibrant colors of Curacao just look incredible.
Well, I know.
Where do they go to find their trip, Bobby?
Sandals.com.
Okay.
Sandals.com.
We're jet setting into health and wellness right after a quick break. You won't want to miss it. It's just 60 seconds away.
We just need that 60 seconds to go book the trip.
I got distracted by all those beautiful beaches. Okay, Bobby, it's time for your in-flight entertainment update, where we've got the books, podcasts, and movies you should download for your next
the
flight.
Are
you ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's do this.
It's like a TikTok video.
Listen to this. Cautionary Tales Podcast. We tell our children unsettling fairy tales to teach them valuable lessons, but these cautionary tales are for the education of the grown-ups, and they are all true. Actually, if you think about it, some fairy tales
are
pretty scary.
Why is the wolf going to eat people?
Tim Harford brings you stories of awful human error, tragic catastrophes, and hilarious fiascos. They'll delight you, scare you, but also make you wiser.
Okay.
That sounds interesting. Okay, read this, Calypso by David Sedaris. This collection of 21 semi-autobiographical tales by humorist David Sedaris is guaranteed to entertain you on your travels. The stories are humorous, even though they mainly focus on his observations about middle age and mortality. Oh, I can relate to that. Finally, watch this, Loot. Do you know this show?
I love the show.
Oh, I've never even heard this. Okay, it's on Apple TV. After divorcing her husband of 20 years, Molly Novak, played by Maya Rudolph. Oh, that's all you had to say, Maya Rudolph. She must figure out what to do with her $87 billion settlement. Mm-hmm. She decides to re-engage with her charitable foundation and reconnect with the real world, finding herself along the way. Take a look.
Happy birthday, baby. What do you think of your new boat?
I'll tell you when I actually step foot on it. Looks a little small. You know I got that. The past few months have been a dark time.
Molly, what are you doing in here?
Haley, in our bedroom?
I can explain.
Was she even born when we graduated college?
Actually, she was one.
Oh!
Molly?
I want a divorce. The fame
and the life that's right. You never think stuff like this is gonna happen to you.
But I'm much better now.
Hello?
Molly Novak, I'm the executive director of your foundation.
Wait, what?
I was wondering if you wouldn't mind coming into the office tomorrow.
I have an office?
No.
Molly, come in here, girl.
We're not used to meeting celebrities.
I'm not a celebrity.
Yes, you are. You're like the most famous cheated on woman on the planet.
It's time to make sure that you are all fit to fly as we jet set into health and wellness. With fall approaching, cold and flu season isn't far behind. This time of year, there might be confusion between COVID symptoms and cold and flu symptoms. Thankfully, we have an expert with us today who can help us with important information on all these concerns. Joining us is President of the College of American Pathologists, Dr. Emily Volk. Welcome to the show, Dr. Volk.
Thank you.
Dr. Volk, what do we need to know when it comes to the changing FDA guidelines around COVID testing?
Well, it's important to understand that the FDA is recommending testing and then testing again and then testing even once more when you are asymptomatic for COVID-19. Because the home tests are not as sensitive as the laboratory tests, doing that repeat testing after a negative test 48 hours later and then another negative test 48 hours later will assure that you are safe to be around friends and loved ones if you've been exposed to COVID-19 and don't have symptoms. Now, if you are sick and you think you might have COVID-19 and you do that home test, you can test. If that is negative, test again in 48 hours. And if that is negative, you probably do not have COVID-19. Now, at any point, if you test positive at home with that COVID-19 home test, you probably do have COVID-19 and you should take appropriate precautions to keep your loved ones safe.
What's the best way to navigate between flu shots and COVID boosters?
Well, here's the good news about the COVID booster. It is going to do an even better job of protecting us from that Omicron variant that is so prevalent in the United States right now. So I certainly highly recommend everyone get that COVID booster. The good news is you can get that COVID booster on the same day as your flu shot if you haven't just had COVID-19 in the prior 2 months or had a previous vaccine in the prior couple of months. So you can get them both at the same time and then be really protected for the upcoming holiday season.
Give us some quick tips when it comes to knowing the difference between COVID symptoms and cold or flu symptoms.
Boy, that is really tough because, you know, COVID and the flu and the cold can all give you a cough, body aches, a headache, and even fever. So it's really difficult to tell the three apart. The only way to know for sure is through testing. Now, occasionally with COVID, you will get a loss of taste and smell, but that is not so specific that you should avoid testing.
Where can we go for more information?
FDA.gov and CDC.gov are great places for reliable medical information.
Thanks, Dr. Volk.
According to the National Institute on Deafness and Other Communication Disorders, estimates that 1 in 8 Americans aged 12 or older has lost some hearing in both ears. So how do you know you have hearing loss, and why is it important to visit a hearing care professional? Here to help today is board-certified audiologist Dr. Cliff Olson. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. What's the biggest challenge for those wearing hearing aids?
Number one is people want to hear better in a background noise situation. We know this from all of the survey data that we've had for the past couple of decades. And so companies like Resound with the Resound Omnia hearing aids have done a much better job of helping individuals separate speech from background noise. And with this particular device, individuals are getting 150% better speech understanding in these noisy environments.
So what are the signs of hearing loss and what can people do to be proactive about addressing the issue?
Number one, you have to get your hearing tested. So you can go to a website like resound.com. You can take their online hearing screener to identify if you may have a hearing loss. And then you really should be getting your hearing evaluated by a hearing care professional in your local area.
Where can someone go and learn more?
Again, they can go to resound.com. It's a wealth of good information along with that hearing screener tool and a locator device to find a local hearing care professional. Or you can go to hearingup.com, which is a network of hearing care professionals who are committed to following best practice audiologic care.
Thanks for being here, doctor. We've got to take another short break, but don't go anywhere because we've got the perfect vacation spot for you and your favorite four-legged friend coming up. Don't go anywhere. Doing okay over there, Nikki? You hanging in? You're good? You're awesome.
Welcome back to the Jet Set. So, Bobby, do you know what I love?
Aside from me, your dog, Luna.
That's right. Did you know that over 50% of owners intend to take their pets away with them? This year, 37% of families travel with their four-legged friends. This is a 19% increase over the last decade. And this is really interesting. 25% of women will take their dog on vacation. I believe it.
Wow.
And do you know what else I love?
Aruba.
It's true.
I knew it. Aruba has something for everyone. Whether you crave some adventure or prefer a relaxing vacation, thrill seekers can explore the nearly 8,000-acre Arakuk National Park, while vacationers craving peace and tranquility can find paradise during a luxurious spa treatment or strolling through downtown Aranjestad to check out high-end shops and historic museums.
Ooh, I like it.
We love the Aruba effect, the distinct feeling that you experience when you're on the island and it stays with you after you leave. It's felt by the whole family, and also the Aruba effect includes pets and their owners.
This is such a good idea. That's right, everyone. Aruba is launching Have Dog Will Travel. I love this. Aruba wants you to take that much needed vacation, but understands the complexity of making sure your furry friend is taken care of. Aruba wants to ease this burden for pet parents through partnerships with two pet service companies, as well as promoting on-island pet-friendly hotel deals and offers. This is really exciting.
Really,
and as for a dog owner, this is really easy. Their One Happy Island welcomes the whole family, including the beloved four-legged members. They invite you to experience dog-friendly Aruba or have the opportunity to leave your precious puppet home while vacationing. With the help of their partners, they partnered with WAG and Avenue to help ease the process of planning your dog's travel, whether they will be joining you or enjoying their own vacation at a doggy hotel. Meanwhile, numerous hotels have pet-friendly hotel deals and offers. That is such a good idea.
So taking a look at those partners, WAG is the number one online platform and app in the U.S. that connects pet owners with pet professionals for on-demand dog services. A custom booking link will bring consumers to a dedicated Aruba page within the WAG platform. Those who enter their information automatically receive one free month of WAG Premium, which they can use to access services like boarding with top-rated pet caregivers at a 10% discount when they travel to Aruba.
That's awesome.
Avenue is a new pet travel booking website and app helping pet owners travel more easily with their furry friends. Travelers who book a trip to Aruba using the promo code Aruba or visit the dedicated Aruba link on Avenue's website will receive a $25 discount off the flight for themselves and their dog.
They're really just making all of this so easy. Okay, Bobby, hotels that are participating include the Amsterdam Manor, Bacuti and Terra, Courtyard by Marriott Aruba, Hyatt Regency, and the Ritz-Carlton Aruba.
I know where you're going. The campaign started Monday, September 20th, and will run until Wednesday, October 20th.
For more information, go to aruba.com/dogs.
I'm sure you'll be there with Luna.
It's such a great idea, and I love that all the ladies like to travel with their doggies. This is a great idea.
Luna doesn't fit in your purse, though.
No, she thinks she's a lab dog, but she's not. I recently had been experiencing acute back pain, and that led me to my friend David Starbuck Smith, a former professional tennis player, exercise therapist, author, coach, and expert on chronic pain, posture, and improving athletic performance. David is the author of the book Ageless Painless Tennis and has a new project in the works called Balance Inside It Out. I'm so happy to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so I had really bad pain, and then you helped me so much. But you only gave me 5 stretches. That was amazing. Thank you so much. It doesn't take much, right?
It doesn't take much. All it is really triggering the muscles to realign the bones and joints and then addressing some of the stress that's going on in life that can happen. And as soon as those are cleared up, magic.
I was good to go. I was back to my normal self. Okay, in your experience, what causes an episode of acute pain? Because it's not really just about kind of what's going on in the body, right?
No, as soon as you have this major emotional event in your life, whether you're getting in a fight with a partner or you're a bad day at work or something like that, that causes emotional stress. And then you add that to imbalanced muscles that create misalignment in the bones and joints. So you break at your weakest point, and then you have this intersection of the two, and then things explode.
It's like the perfect storm for an injury.
It's never good.
Okay, tell me about your, speaking of balance, tell me about your latest project.
Balance Inside and Out, it's an online platform where we can explore the intersection of the emotions and the postural imbalances in one, and hopefully find solutions and cures to moving blocked emotions through and solving the imbalances with exercises. And it's a wonderful place to just kind of reconnect to yourself and hopefully feel better and end pain.
Well, I can attest to that. So many people that are watching this are in chronic pain and could really use your help. Where can people go to find you, watch these videos, read your books? Where do they go to be feeling awesome?
Yeah, there's Balance Inside and Out is one place, davidstarbucksmith.com. And of course, I've got a YouTube channel called David Starbuck Smith. And you can find
really
free
good.
Videos there or do the membership in Balance Inside and Out.
And you can see your very cute dog, Olive. Thank you so much for joining us, and go find it, because if it works for me, it could work for you. Thanks.
Thank
Okay, Robert.
Uh-oh.
It's time
it's for
your time. Dose of travel inspiration on the go, where we are sending you to sail to lands rich in traditions on the passage to Europe, sailing on Viking River cruises. They've done it again. Spent 11 days traveling to 5 countries with 8 guided tours included.
When I hear my legal name, I know it's time for the go.
You know it's going to be good. Let's get into it. Okay. Start the trip in Bucharest, Romania, where you'll enjoy a mix of authentic Romanian cuisine and see the city's sights during a stroll of the old town.
Wow.
That could be interesting. Okay. Oh, I like it. Wake up in Belgrade, capital of Serbia. Take a guided walk to the grounds of Kalemegdan Fortress, now a stately park. Also see the Orthodox Cathedral and stop at the Square of the Republic. You're welcome. Continuing, Budapest, Hungary, one of my favorites. Disembark after breakfast and take a tour of Budapest. It is so cool. Begin in Pest, as they like to say, where you see the National Opera House and Historic Heroes Square. It's very cool there.
You've been? I have not been.
Yeah, it is really cool. It's like you're in a time machine. It's awesome. This journey is available now with discount airfare from the US and a $100 Visa gift card just for booking by visiting oceanandriversailings.com. I love it. Yep. This sounds very cool.
We know where to go. Oceanandriversailings.com.
Trusty, I'm ready.
We'll see everyone next time. Bye. Thanks for watching.
Bye.